Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. Sorry, this is up just a tad bit late. I record on my old phone because I guess my new phone, whenever I use the app, it had like a weird clicking sound or some weird feedback when you would listen. So I'm using my old phone. It's the battery life sucks, and if it sits for half a day, it's dead. I woke up this morning to record. It was. So I went and did my running around, and now I'm back. But my bad. It's up late. But as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you for tuning in, downloading, streaming, however you listen. I appreciate it. So please tell someone, coworker, friend, the gym pal, somebody, help me grow my podcast. I would really appreciate it. I am definitely seeing an uptick in listens. And people like when I have my wife on. She has way more friends than I do. So, last week was fun with her. I'll get into that in a minute. So, yeah. But I'll start off with my milestone for this week. And for those who don't know, I have a soon-to-be 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to kind of document the things that he's doing and going through and all that kind of stuff. But I mentioned before, he's really into these editing games where he can make his own levels and maps and all this kind of stuff. And he's playing this game, Geometry Dash, and he really likes it because it has the editor. And it's fascinating watching him just create these, you know, these complex levels. You know, when he first started it was like a jump obstacle here and there. And now he's using all the different tools. He knows how to make your icon jump up on the ceiling, then it comes back down. He can make it go in reverse using these little teleporters, and it's cool, man. Just watching his process and watching him learn to use that tool and use it in an efficient way, and him testing out his levels before he makes it quote unquote go live. It's just very interesting, and he really likes it. So. I know I already talked about this, but I'm really impressed with his progress he's made in that game in such a short time, and I still can't wait to give him that Mario Maker. So he's got to hold on a few more weeks, so he'll get it. But yeah, I really want to try to foster this hunger and desire he has to design games and stuff, and. I posted one of his levels on my Facebook page, and I got a lot of good feedback. People were saying, like, hey, I know about this thing called Bitbox, and they have all these coding programs for young kids and all this kind of stuff. So I really need to spend some time here in the near future and start looking into those different subscriptions and programs to help him code. Because that's what he says. He wants to be a coder and a game maker. So, yeah, even if it only lasts for a couple of weeks, you know, I'll take that. You know, maybe it's something he can come back to when he gets a little bit older. But I do want to help plant, you know, seeds inside of him, you know, whether it's through sports, music, technology, whatever he wants to do, he's interested in. I'm trying to give him all the resources possible to help him further growth in those areas. So, so that's the milestone. Sorry, it seems a little serious, but man, oh, and he's, man, no one likes to see their kids scared, but as a parent, it's such a cute thing, man. We've had some pretty heavy thunderstorms in town the last couple of days, and to have him scared, and, you know, he wants us both there to make him feel good and protect. It makes me feel good as a father that I know that, you know, he's looking to me, you know, to be his protector and stuff, and that feels good, you know. Being there for him. Unfortunately, he is scared, but it's kind of adorable. I love being a dad. I love watching him grow up it's hard to explain. I'm really enjoying it. Oh, another milestone. We can no longer play baseball in our backyard. He's just too big. When he was like 3 and 4, I mean, he could crank it a little bit, but now he's hitting it way too far, way too hard. And now we got to start moving it out to an actual field. He's a pretty good hitter. He likes to play. I got to get him a real bat and get out there and start cranking some real baseballs and see what he has. But so that's the milestone for the week. Yep, he's coding. One day you'll be playing his games. Your kids are gonna want to buy my kids' games. Okay, that Miles Edition Mario Maker 17. I don't know, but man, I'm down here in Charlotte with my man Mark Norman. It's been a fun weekend. It was a fun night. Show Thursday was fun. My boy Nick Dees came down. He's been hanging out. We had a great lunch. I got up and ran this morning. Then we hit the gym. He did morning press. And got the show tonight at 7:30, about 3 hours. So I'm just chilling, waiting, you know, waiting for showtime. This is it, folks. It's not glamorous, you know. But this is what I wanted. This is what I wanted. And I love working the Charlottesville, but the Charlotte Comedy Zone. Got a great condo. Fucking nice. It looks like the room I'm staying in, it looks like somebody killed a spider in the corner and they never cleaned it off the wall. So now the remains is stuck to the wall, right in the crease there of the wall. And it just always looks like there's a spider on the wall, which is kind of terrifying for me. But it's definitely dead and gone. But still, when you look over there, you go, oh shit, it's a fucking spider. No, it's not. But now on to the real issues, folks. Apparently, Popeyes has their new fried chicken sandwich. And of course, we all have to weigh in on that. Now we got a war. We got the Chick-fil-A sandwich versus the Popeyes sandwich. And it looks like it's coming down to a racial divide here. Most of my black friends said the Popeye chicken sandwich is dope. You know, we all know that the Chick-fil-A sandwich is dope. I haven't had the Popeye's chicken sandwich. I don't need to have it because I and everyone else already knows deep down in their heart, within their heart of hearts, that Chick-fil-A sandwiches are the epitome of what a chicken sandwich should be. You can't beat Chick-fil-A. That's what they do. Like if Chick-fil-A came out with chicken pieces, I would know without even trying it, it's not better than Popeyes because that's what they do. So I don't even know why Popeyes is even trying to fuck with the God when it comes to chicken sandwiches. It's like, I get it. You got your fan base and you're getting cocky and you want to extend into a area of expertise that you have no business. Chick-fil-A has got that shit nailed down. Leave it the fuck alone, okay? You stick to your spicy 8-piece, your tenders, your dirty rice. That's what you do. Your biscuits that choke people out, that's what you do. Stick to it. I get it, you want to diversify, but stay in your lane. Stay in your fucking lane, Popeyes, okay? I don't have to try the sandwich. Don't try to convince me to try the sandwich. I already know that is nowhere even close to being as good as Chick-fil-A. That's where I stand on that shit, okay? I stand by all my food posts. I don't care. I've been through this before. We all know cheesecake is fucking overrated. That's it. It's overrated. Pumpkin pie, probably one of the worst food ideas of all time. You take one of the worst... is a pumpkin, is it a vegetable? What is it? Their big claim to fame is being hollowed out and cut up for Halloween. And other than that, pumpkin pie, that's it. Pumpkins are terrible. I don't understand why people like pumpkin spice. I don't know why they like pumpkin pie. Pumpkins are terrible. They don't look good. They don't taste good. The only thing they're really good for is jack-o'-lanterns. Let's be honest. That's the purpose that they serve. To be a vegetable that big and just have your whole insides just worthless and you taste like shit. They gotta feel pretty bad. I made my list of overrated desserts. Okay? You've seen it. It is what it is. I don't want to argue. And I will say this, I would when it comes to desserts, I would take A parfait over an ice cream sundae any day. A parfait, hands down, better than an ice cream sundae. I don't give a fuck what you put on it. And I'm simple. Crushed nuts. Maybe a tad of strawberry syrup. And that's pushing it for me. Mixed nuts, mixed crushed nuts. That's it. That's all you need on ice cream. Okay? I don't need whipped cream, bananas, cherries, chopped up Snickers. Why would you ruin a Snickers and put it on ice cream? But I do like a Snickers ice cream bar. I like that. But I don't want it on my ice cream. You can make the whole bar. If I want the Snickers, I want the Snickers ice cream bar. But I would take a Snickers that's been in a freezer over the ice cream bar. I don't know. I'm not crazy when it comes to desserts. Give me a chocolate cake. Or a peach cobbler. That's it. I think it's chocolate cake is number one. Chocolate cake. Not German. Fuck that. Chocolate cake. Peach cobbler. Apple pie. That's it. Pound cake. Gotta be in the mood. It's not great by itself. Chocolate cake. It's good by itself. You don't need all the other frills. Chocolate frosting. That's it. Even when it comes to birthday cake, I don't like birthday cake frosting. I'll take the cake, leave the frosting. It's not great. I don't like it. And of course, your favorite dessert is overrated. That's just how I roll. It's just funny how mad people get at my food posts. It gives me joy. And I'm sorry if you didn't care for my worst subs place in America. Sorry, we all know Quiznos is absolute shit. I've never met anyone that was like, yeah, I'm going to Quiznos, or I just went to Quiznos. It's not good. I don't give a shit if they're toasting it. It's terrible. Jimmy John's claim to fame, they make it fast. Still not great. Not great. I'm a Jersey Mike's guy. It's simple. I don't have to have expensive meats on it. I'm fine with it. I like the fact that they slice the meat and the cheese right there. Alright. I like the shredded lettuce. I like the onions. It's simple. I don't need all the extra shit. And people shit on Subway, but Subway paved the way. It's not the best, but you know what you're gonna get from Subway. I can't shit on them. I can't shit on Subway. It's been there for me. It saved my life for years with the $5 footlong. And to have people trash such a great American establishment as Subway is bullshit. Because y'all all know when you were in college or your early 20s, or even if you've been broke, you know that $5 footlong has saved your life. Same with McDonald's. People shit on McDonald's and fast food. How many times have you scraped through your cup holder, your middle console, and you had enough to scrounge up a couple of McDoubles and a small fry? How dare you even begin to fix your mouth to talk bad about such great American industries and staples? After all they've done for you, your drunken nights, the nights you were high, if you're sober, those weeks where you couldn't make ends meet, you're scrambling, what am I going to eat for the next 3 days? Right? And you're cleaning up your room, and lo and behold, what do you find? You find an old glass Welch's grape juice bottle behind your bed, and it's got a lot of silver in it. A lot of silver. You're not thinking, I'm going to Quiznos. Okay, you're not thinking about all that shit. You go, where can I get something with all this change? Maybe I go to a Coinstar, a cashier's in, I get my $17. You're going to McDonald's, okay? You're going to Subway. You're going to Wendy's. All this other bull. You're not thinking about all this other shit. You go, no. Who's my bottom bitch? It's McDonald's. It's Burger King. It's Wendy's. How dare you? These fine establishments that have gotten us through our darkest financial times. You split a footlong with your friend. single moms, you've bought a couple of footlongs. Okay? You know what I'm talking about. You got some dudes you met at the club, he want to come through. You ain't got a lot of money. So you know what? We can split this sub. I'll get one for me and him, and then I'll get one for my three kids and just cut it into fourths. Boom. Bag of chips. You're good. Don't turn your back on that. Okay? Don't turn your back on Subway. Yeah, I know Jared fucked up, but come on. They've been there for you. They've been there. That $5 footlong, you kidding me, man? That fucking sweet onion chicken teriyaki? When you got $7 to your name and you load it up with all the stuff, even though you don't like it that way, but you do it because you can. I think we all owe these great companies an apology. Well, I don't, because I know where I came from. Okay, people? You need to be more thankful like I am and realize what these companies have done for you in your belly and your greatest time of need. They have come through in the clutch. Clutch. Seriously, how many times have you had clutch McDonald's? You're drunk in the backseat of your friend's car. They hand you that bag. You're like, ooh. You know, you're breathing heavy. You're eating the fries. It's salty. It's great. You know, you eat the McDouble. You pass out. They get you to your house. You stumble into your apartment. You pass out on the couch for a little bit. You wake up. It's like, oh shit, it's 4. And what do you see on your kitchen counter, huh? You see a crumpled up McDonald's bag, and you're so drunk you forgot that you went. You go, what is this? When did I go to McDonald's? And you open it up, and you see that other McDouble, and you're like, ooh. And then you guess what? There's like 4 fries in the bottom of the bag. You can't beat that shit. You can't beat that. You gonna talk shit about that? Or you wake up the next morning and you got the McDouble. Come on, man. Y'all need to show McDonald's some fucking respect. And Subway. Come on, man. How is this whole thing about food in Subway and McDonald's? How is that even possible? I have no idea how I did this. That's crazy That is insane to me. It's like 2 weeks ago, we were talking about 2 mass shootings. 2 mass shootings. Oh, we got to do something about guns. It ain't mental health. And then 2 weeks later, everybody is at each other's throats over chicken sandwiches. That's how quickly people move on. We got to do something about this country. Hey, Popeye's chicken sandwich. Ah, fuck that. Let's fight about this. Let's say black people like this one. White people like that one. I'm taking the goddamn Chick-fil-A sandwich. I'm sorry. When it comes to sandwich, I'm taking the Chick-fil-A. Don't judge me. And I'm not even going to try the Popeyes. I know what I like from Popeyes. I know I'm being closed-minded, but hey, fuck that. I'm almost 40. I've earned this. Okay? Don't judge me. I know what I like, and I have impeccable taste. Y'all all know it. My body's a temple. I just don't put shit in my body. I don't. All right, so I don't want to see any Facebook messages, no inboxing. I don't want to hear about cheesecake, McDonald's, Subway, chicken sandwiches. You're wrong and I'm right, point blank. Don't argue with me. I'm the expert on this. I've been eating for 39 years, every single day, at least 3 times. So, I mean, who can top that experience, folks? Who's eating every day like me? Probably not many of you, okay? So I don't want to hear it. So, I'm down to 50 seconds left in this episode. I got a new shipment of shirts in. I'm going to be selling them this weekend at the Charlotte Comedy Zone. Hopefully I will have some leftover. If I don't, I'm going to have to, which is dope. I'll be super thankful if I sold them all. But if I don't, I'll be putting up another link so people can buy them online. And if you've bought one already, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. It's meant a lot to me. I've sold more than I thought I would. So hopefully this is just the beginning. And you guys have a great, safe weekend. I'll have fun as well. And I'll see y'all later next week. There's a show. That's a show. Peace out. Oh, shit. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. Now I'm out. See ya. Peace.